on the battlefield. Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
Welcome to Christian Worldview News with Pastor Butch Paw.
All righty, folks, we are ready. I didn't know he was that close to being ready. Here we go. Welcome again to this segment, this Christian Worldview News. We're going to get started, or do want to read a few scriptures in Psalms 96. Psalms is one of my favorite books because it has so much praise to the Lord in it. In Psalms 96, and verse 7 says this, "Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth." You hear that? I think we got plenty of people to talk to. Okay? "Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth." Let's not forget that. He's still on the throne, folks. He's not going to abdicate the throne. But let's just start. I'm going to read a quote here that the guy sent me. Think about this when I say this, because this is really true. The freedoms you surrender today are the freedoms your grandchildren will never know existed.
That's right.
True.
G.K. Chesterton said this, How few politicians are hanged. The men whom the people ought to choose to represent them are too busy to take the jobs. But the politician is waiting for it. He's the pestilence of modern times. What we should try to do is make politics as local as possible. Keep the politicians near enough to kick them. The villagers who met under the village tree could also hang the politician to the tree. It's terrible to contemplate how few politicians are hanged today.
There's a lot of tar and feathering going on.
You get that right. Exactly. H.L. Mencken, which, by the way, I don't think he definitely wasn't a Christian, but he did make some pretty wise sayings. Morality is doing what's right regardless of what you're told. Obedience is doing what you're told regardless of what's right. Did that sink in a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that powerful?
Mm-hmm.
In a way, some good news. The Illinois Governor Blitzker just signed a really strong anti-gun law. He wanted to confiscate no more assault weapons of war, he calls them, to be sold, and all those that own them have to register them. And there's 102 counties in that state, 102 sheriffs, obviously. But 80 of the sheriffs said they're not going to enforce it.
Good.
Not. 80 sheriffs said we're not going to enforce that law. So good for them.
They're definitely going to want to control the sheriffs.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And here's where the man discovered his brand new Hummer would take 5 days to fully charge.
That's not a humdinger.
I never looked at the price of a Hummer, but I know they got to be close to 100 grand.
I believe. Well, they have some, I don't know what you call them.
Modified, cheaper versions?
They're stripped down.
Ah, okay.
Stripped down ones, yeah.
This lady here, an ex-Virginia Tech soccer player, allegedly benched for not kneeling for the BLM, gets a $100,000 settlement. This young lady, Christian Henning, would not take a knee to honor BLM. She was kicked out of school. She did what wasn't the case, got 100 grand in the case. So bless her heart.
Most powerful word in the English language, no.
No. Bless her heart. And the more good news, I heard through it, folks. We got a lot to cover here today. A British company called, I'm going to find it, begins with a B. It's a New Holland brand tractor they made, but they come up with a way to make that tractor run on cow manure.
Seriously. What it smells like.
I mean, well, they get with byproducts from a herd of as small as 100 cows are turned into fuel called fugitive methane in a biomethane storage unit based on the farm. They can make their own fuel. And I think it's fantastic. That's a good move. And Representative Dan Greenshaw from Texas was wanting McCarthy, a Speaker of the House, and a lot of Republicans said no. So this is what he called his fellow Republicans because they wouldn't go along with the agenda. He called them terrorists. They're a terrorist if they wouldn't vote for McCarthy.
Mm. I mean, terrorists are people that talk like that.
Oh, yes. And I thought this interesting. Language Police, USC, University of Southern California, removes the word field, F-I-E-L-D, from field work because it may be anti-black or anti-immigrant.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yep.
There's only going to be one word left in the English language. That one that you, that the guy,
Yeah. So that you can say someone's going into the field or going to do field work.
Oh, my God.
It gets better and better, Nikki. Wait till you hear this. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, I mean a real, I don't care what color she's an idiot, introduced a bill, H.R. 61. The bill is called Conspiracy to Commit White Supremacy.
That speaks volumes.
It does, doesn't it? This is America today. To even think about and being anti-racist, racist, can get you in jail now if this becomes law. I don't think it's any chance, but I don't know that.
Mm-mm. What was it that Jonathan was talking about last week about how they're trying to separate the races of the people and classify people? He said every nation that had done that fell.
I wouldn't doubt that. And the Caucasian race, which is the Israel race, is being taken out bit by bit. Now, you remember we talked about years ago, sustainable communities?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's been put into practice. In Scotland, the whole nation, Scotland's plan to implement 20-minute neighborhoods nationwide. Mm-hmm. You cannot drive further than 20 minutes from your house without permission.
We got a video on that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is for real.
Mm-hmm.
Britain has also done in a town called Oxford, people up in arms, not up in arms, but they're up protesting. British protest 15-minute cities where they will become prisoners of the state. Without permission, you cannot drive further than 15 minutes from your house. This also is done in Paris, France. They're starting to do the same thing. And Portland, Oregon is wanting to do the same thing.
Doesn't that kind of remind you of a hall pass when you were in school?
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, are you going to the bathroom, one or two? Remember you used to have to show finger?
Yeah. Exactly. I remember that. Yeah. But this is actually happening as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it 15, 20 years ago, and everybody laughed at us, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
New World Order, what's that? Ha, ha, ha. Well, anyway.
I couldn't go to Mill Creek. I couldn't go to West Springs. I couldn't go to Big Springs. I couldn't go nowhere.
Well, 15 minutes. And I said, but Ted said they'll have all the service you need within 15 minutes of your home.
No, they never been to Valley Head.
Exactly.
In order to do that, they had to relocate us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what their plans are.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're going to put us in smart.
This is what you're going to see in the food stores this year, 2023. This is on Natural News.
Yeah, no food.
Yeah, really. The 10 biggest threats to your food security. This is one of them. This is what you're going to see. Armed guards at food retailers defending against sharp increase in organized retail theft of meat products. Access restrictions on biometric ID requirements or on who is allowed to enter grocery stores and purchase food items. Now, I've mentioned this last time. They've already done it in Washington, D.C. with Amazon's Whole Food stores. You don't get in without a barcode.
Mm-hmm.
Without a code, get in. Can't mm-hmm. go to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be right next to the Mark the Beast?
Mm-hmm.
Food rationing limits enforced by digital currency controls that closely monitor your food purchase and cut you off when you've reached your government-enforced limit. Food riots across many cities and countries as fears and famine take hold. More food destruction due to sabotage of food facilities and transportation and infrastructure. Ramped up geoengineering efforts to destroy crops through man-made droughts, floods, and storms. This has already started big time. 2023 is going to be a fun year.
It just gets funner.
And funner and funner. Saudi Arabia just killed the petrodollar. Back in the 70s, remember we had the oil embargoes or oil shortages? The United States told the Middle East, we'll make you rich if you back our dollar with your oil. Put nothing else back in it. It's no good. Well, Saudi Arabia is now joining China and Russia, and they're going to start trading with their currency because Russia's going back there with gold, and the dollar will be gone. Now, when this happens, it's going to be nasty. You think inflation is bad now? Wait, this happens. And I will tell you this, $1, and I looked this up, 1971, the year I got married, A dollar has dropped 85% in value since 1971.
Wow.
That means it's worth 15 cents.
15 cents was 1971. And that makes sense. I could buy 12 loads of beer for a dollar back in 71.
Mm-hmm.
Gallon of gas, 27 cents.
Yeah.
Gold is up over 5,300% since 1971. And Saudis confirmed non-dollar oil trade plans in Davos. They're going to do away with the dollar as a petroleum-backed currency. And folks, I promise you, the dollar is already worth nothing. The world will not take it for payment then. So what are we going to do? We're going to go digital. Go ahead, Bill.
I was going to say, are they going to have a funeral?
Yeah, really. They should. Mm-hmm. But we're going to go digital, folks. It's coming. I promise it's coming.
Now, but if all these people, and I know a couple of people who got a lot of those Federal Reserve notes in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we go digital, those Federal Reserve notes are worthless.
No, they're already worth
it. Doesn't matter whether they're in the bank or not.
Because there's no oil to use them.
Yeah, it'll become like Confederate money.
Yeah. Federal agency wants to ban natural gas stoves for the children. Now, this already happened in California. California, you're not allowed to put any kind of natural gas appliances in your new business or your home. The hullabaloo comes after a peer-reviewed study in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health attributed more than 12% of current childhood asthma cases in the United States was caused by the use of gas cook stoves. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission plans to take action to address the pollution which can cause health and respiratory problems. They're going to outlaw natural gas stoves and heat.
They're wanting outlaw.
We got a problem, Bush. They're wanting to outlaw because this is probably causing global warming, and we don't want no fossil fuels.
Yeah, exactly.
What? They want that.
We got a problem because as far as I know, most flatulence is carbon dioxide and methane.
Yeah.
So if you're going to eliminate methane, you got to eliminate people.
Well, they're doing that past can.
That's why they call it natural gas.
If we got something called carbon footprint, and mankind's made, God created us out of carbon, then that tells us where we're going to be in the next few years.
Well, that carbon monoxide in the air, everything dies. That's green.
Carbon dioxide.
Everything green dies. I understand that. And boy, if you cut out that, you cut out all. All life on Earth, as far as greenery goes.
Mm-hmm.
Now we talk about central bank currencies here, but now I'm going to read part of this. But when the dollar drops and it's going away, and by the way, most world currencies are nations that are now getting together to figure out how to do a digital currency.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to have a special card or special number in order to go to the bank or go to the store. You'll be limited to what you can buy, ration, as I just read to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you aren't a good citizen, they'll cut you off. Now, this is a fact. Central bank digital currencies are coming whether countries are ready or not. A game-changing development could have a profound impact on the banking system, but few people still understand it. Central bank digital currencies could lead to big changes in the most basic activity of any banking system, making and distributing money. Central bank digital currency doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, but you might want to get used to saying it. These so-called CBDCs, or digital version of dollars, won, euros, and yen, or any other currency are coming, say those who study them. And depending on how they are designed and rolled out, their impact on the banking system could be profound. 114 countries are exploring digital currencies, and their collective economics represent 95% of the world's GDP. We're going digital. At this point, the average person is probably wondering why, in a world in which billions of people have become accustomed to paying for things with electronic payment systems already, anyone needs a digital version of their currency. So the question is, what's it all about? It's called control.
Yep.
Everything's already digital. When you get your check deposited in the bank, do you get cash? Do you even get a check? No.
No.
It's on there, right? You can still go to the bank and get paper money out. But when this goes totally digital, you'll have it on a card. Now listen, this is coming. Folks, I promise this is very close. They want the world economy to collapse so they can do this. This is all part of the Mark the Beast system. And unless you have special numbers or special cards, you'll not be able to feed your family. Think about these things. Go ahead, Phil.
A lot of us have experienced what it's going to be like, and that's when you're on a trip and you find out that your credit card has been... they put a halt on it.
Right.
because you're trying to buy something in Arizona, even though you told them I'm going to Arizona. And I've heard this happen to a lot of people. They go on a trip and they tell a credit card company, because they'll still turn you off sometime.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's like I'm kind of stranded.
And I've experienced that. Go to pay to a motel room with a debit card.
Yeah,
the money's in there. But they won't take it.
I keep getting an email that says you got some space that I can take in your PayPal accounts. I never did get on PayPal.
I know, I get those all the time.
That is suspicious, Dick.
I found one time, Butch, I couldn't rent a room because I had the wrong kind of ID.
Well, that's happening more and more all the time, too. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. This is by John Anisha Whitehead. What to expect from the government in 2023? More the same. Now, this is just a small clip of the article. There is no greater tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of the law in the name of justice. That's Montesquieu said that. For those wondering what to expect in the government in 2023, it looks like we're going to be in for more of the same in terms of government brand of madness, mayhem, corruption, and brutality. Digital prisons, first thing up. Unceasingly, the government and its corporate partners are pushing for a national digital ID system. Local police agents have already been given access to facial recognition software. Now, where did I hear that before? Where did I understand that facial recognition come from? Didn't we talk about that about 25 years ago, Phil?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Didn't we do it without driver's license for 10 or 12 years because we didn't want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Called the Real ID Act.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. And databases that contain 20 billion images, the precursor to a digital ID. Eventually, a digital ID will be required to gain access to all aspects of life, government, work, travel, healthcare, financial services, shopping. Before long, biometrics, iris scans, face print, voice DNA, etc., will become the de facto digital ID. And pre-crime, under the pretext, I want to show you more in a minute in detail, under the pretext of helping overwhelmed government agencies work more efficiently, AI, artificial intelligence, predictive and surveillance technologies, are being used to classify, segregate, and flag the populace with little concern to privacy rights and process. All of this sorting, shifting, and calculating is becoming more swiftly, secretly, and essentially with the app of AI technology and surveillance state that monitors every move. AI predictive tools are being deployed in most every area of life. So they remember the movie Minority Report?
Yeah.
They'll know you're going to commit a crime before you do it, supposedly. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I was going to also say that when my daughter got married, when Tyler and Libby got married, they made reservations to stay at a hotel up in Maine. When they went there, they wouldn't take the credit card. You know why? It didn't have the raised numbers, and they do one of those machines
right.
Where you run it over the carbon thing. They couldn't get a room there. Now, think about this, Butch. They got new credit cards now where you don't even have to insert it. You just run it across by a sensor. And I've got one of those cards now. I didn't want it, but that's what they gave me
Phil,
now.
It's a chip in it.
Huh? That's
a chip in it?
It's a chip.
Phil, that all you got to do is take up that machine and tap the machine a couple of times.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You just want to pick it up.
So, you know, we're the noose is being put around our necks.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
In numerous ways.
It is.
All in the manner of convenience.
I don't always have more time, but I just don't. This is something you need to look up online if you can. BlackRock, the company that owns the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Understand that they own most banks.
Mm-hmm.
When in 2008, we had the big buyout of the banks, had to bail them out.
Mm-hmm.
BlackRock was the ones who run the oversight of that. And we were bailing out BlackRock. And they actually run, these people run the world financially, folks. I promise you, look it up. Anytime, it's by Jake Tran, T-R-A-N. Read it for yourself. This is a short, brief part of that. But it's BlackRock basically controls world financially. Get over this, folks. It's over in that part. It's done. It's centralized already.
There's some states that are fighting back, and they're not letting BlackRock operate in their state.
Yep.
And, of course, that means look out for who knows what, you know, a new city or whatever. Because, you know, when their back's up against the wall, anything's possible.
They'll pull out all stops.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go through these very quick too. The Pentagon, by the right now, is exploring the idea of back pay for all the troops that kicked out of the service because of COVID.
They should.
Yeah, they should. Pentagon's considering getting them back paying guests, probably reinstating them. That's in the works yet. Not guaranteed yet. But they're contemplating that. Now, that's a huge omittance of what?
They done wrong.
Stupidity?
Wrong. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Biden was actually trying to tell the world that we will not respect Jesus Christ. We're not going to respect your Christian beliefs. And this is what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Contrary to even what laws we do have that protects us.
Well, there's the law is only, and everybody's talking about the Constitution. Folks, Constitution dead. The courts don't honor it. It's finished. Oh, they don't even honor the scriptures. How much, why would they honor the Constitution?
Yeah.
Japan's excess deaths are 4 times higher after a Pfizer booster shot, so they can't understand why. In 2020, during the pandemic, Japan had fewer all cause deaths than all the previous 9 years. On December 1st, 2021, Japan started administering the third dose or booster shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech. At the end of 2022, 83% of Japan's population was fully vaccinated. During 2022, Japan experienced the highest number of excess deaths in 11 years. Yep. Excess deaths were approximately 4 times the number of those in the years 17, 18, and 19, and 21. Logical analysis and an OSCAM razor indicate that the mRNA experiment is associated with significant loss of life. They're dying off 4 times the pace, the rate that they did before, after the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
But did you hear that? Did ABC look at the cop behind me. Did ABC tell you that?
No.
CBS tell you that?
No.
Did your church tell you that?
Nope.
We got a good video on that.
Okay. Another article, same thing. Japan experts baffled by high COVID deaths despite high vaccination rate. After 3 booster campaigns, 2022, Japanese are in a league of their own among mRNA consuming countries, administering far more boosters than countries that had far more coercive vax campaigns. Japanese over 65 have done their best to reduce Japan's 612 million dose stockpile of mRNA jabs, with third, fourth, and fifth jab rates up 91%. And they're dying at record rates.
Yep.
And public schools start screening fully vaccinated athletes for heart problems as MSM COVID narrative crumbles. Public schools are starting when if they have athletes who are playing, they have to be screened now. It's screen your teen month in March. You must get tested for heart problems after you've been vaccinated.
You got anything on the airlines about the pilots?
No, but I'm going to share that.
Yeah, basically, all pilots have to have a physical every so often, okay? And there are one of the things they do is do an EKG on their heart, and the range was 1.2 to 2.0, what was allowable in the results of the EKG. They've increased it to 3.0, from 2.0 to 3.0, because pilots weren't being able to pass their physical exam because of their heart.
Oh, boy.
So they changed the ruler. They changed the
standard.
Yeah, the standard.
That's right. Probably. But all this is confirmed news. Why are you not hearing on TV or radio?
It's like the government raising.
Because they're making money, Butch.
Yes, if they are.
Those are making money.
Oh yeah, absolutely. The CDC, UK government, and Oxford University confirm COVID vaccination does not work and has potentially lethal and fatal consequences. CDC!
That's only because they have to tell it now.
Yeah.
They could think that it would still work.
But who in the public knows? Who knows the CDC said that?
Not very many.
Butch knows.
I know. Yeah, now you know. Now, this is, and Joe brought this up last week, I looked into it myself. I do support Liberty Council. I had Jonathan on last week. What a fine young fella. But anyway, by the way, they're expecting. He's all excited. Jonathan, Alexander,
all
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The leaders from 20 countries and regions at the recent G20 summit signed a G20 Biologic Leaders Declaration, which states they agreed to adopt vaccine passports to facilitate all international travel. The vaccine passport is coming for sure.
Mm-hmm. Even though the CDC says
it's... Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's also coming under the guise of the World Health Organization.
Yeah, right. They've moved it up to international control. So now the CDC doesn't have to be the bad guy.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
And Bill Gates is going to vaccinate your meat supply.
That's nice.
It's just funny. A couple.
When you buy,
let's give him a couple boosters.
That right. Unless all animals, including food animals, are jabbed with Big Pharma's latest poisons, the food supply will remain dirty, in Gates' view. So they're going to vaccinate your meat, so you get vaccinated where you want to not. And they're going to put the vaccines in plant now, like lettuce. They're going to vaccine lettuce. When you buy it out of the store, folks, be cautious.
That's a pot calling a kettle black.
You got that right. Now, to show you who's behind this, this is actually mentioned last time I was here. Australia's health institutions and COVID vaccine rollout have been controlled by U.S. military. The DOD was behind this, folks. Department of Defense rolled out the vaccines. But why would the Department of Defense make you take a shot?
We've been under martial law for a long time.
We have been. It is a fair bet that almost no Australians realize that the death system has been effectively taken over by the U.S. Department of Defense, yet that appears to be what occurred during the COVID crisis. A group of Australian doctors, scientists, and medical academies headed by pharmacologist Philip Altman, are claiming that the U.S. DOD had a dominant role in response to SARS-CoV-2 virus and then in the subsequent development, manufacture, and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines. This is a weapon of war, a bioweapon.
Mm-hmm. Now, Eisenhower's warning.
Yes.
He warned us.
He did. Yes, he did.
Industrial complex.
And he wasn't necessarily a good guy either. He tried to warn us of that.
Yeah.
Bill filed in Washington State would authorize strike force to involuntarily detain unvaccinated. The Washington State Board of Health may soon amend state law to authorize involuntary detainment of residents as young as 5 years old in COVID-19 internment camps for failing to comply with state's experimental vaccine mandate. WAC 246-100-040, a proposed version to include COVID protocol under the State's Communicable and Certain Other Disease Act outlines procedures for isolation or quarantine. The measure would allow local health officials at his or her sole discretion to issue an emergency detention under order causing a person or group of persons to be immediately detained for purposes of isolation and quarantine.
The dark side controls enforcement.
Oh, yes.
They control enforcement.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it won't be long, you smoke gun smoke in the air.
Oh, it's coming. It is coming. We talk about this gets just better and better. Anyway, terrifying Microsoft AI can build a robo cloning your voice in after 3 seconds of hearing your voice. They can clone your voice after three hearing you speak for 3 seconds. Now, what can they do with that?
They've been doing it.
And a court case, now I'm not making this up, folks. In an upcoming court case, AI will tell defendant exactly what to say via earpiece.
Chat GDP, you going to talk about that?
No, I didn't know about that.
Go ahead, I'll talk about it.
Okay. Artificial intelligence is just capable of generating a convincing college essay for you or make you look good in your next selfie. It might help you get out of a speeding ticket in court. This earpiece will you wear, and it is a company started, it's called Do Not Pay. And if you don't win the case, they'll pay the fines for you.
Wow.
Instead of Christ giving you the words at the time you face at the time, the state will be giving you the words.
Exactly. Now, I got to share this as fast as I can. How much time I got, Phil?
You got 17 minutes.
Okay. Hackable humans. Now, this will be in February's magazine, folks. If you don't receive the Minuteman magazine, you're missing something really powerful. It's free online. Email me and say you want it. You got it. Hackable humans at WEF. We can decode faces in your mind, your PIN number to your bank account. If you thought freedom of speech was worth preserving, next comes freedom of thought, perspective. Thanks to AI and the Internet of Bodies, IOB, ecosystem, decoding the human brain is already well underway, according to World Economic Forum presentation. 5 years after historian Yuval Noah Harari told the WEF that humans were hackable and that organisms were algorithms, Harari's insight might have been fully realized. Thursday's WEF annual meeting 2023 session on Ready for Brain Transparency, opened with a short video showing a dystopian scenario where employees' brain waves are not only decoded to determine their performance in the workplace, but also determine whether they are participating in illegal activity. AI has enabled advances in decoding brain activity in ways we never before thought possible, said the speaker and the woman named Ferhaney. What do you think? What do you feel? It's all just data. Data that is in large patterns can be decoded using artificial intelligence. And the devices to decode the human brain don't have to be as invasive as brain implant. The devices can be as non-invasive as a Fitbit for your brain. Your thoughts are not your own. With smart headbands, hats, earbuds, tattoos, we can pick up emotional states like, are you happy or are you sad or angry? We can pick up and decode faces that you're seeing in your mind, your PIN number to your bank account. We're not talking about implanted devices of the future. I'm talking about wearable devices that are like Fitbits for the brain, said Farini. This is all real.
Mm-hmm. This is real. Gives me a meaning to a tinfoil hat, though.
It does. Bill, can you see the noose closing?
Yeah.
I mean, I know what else I can say, make anything clearer, folks. I don't make this stuff up. Did you hear this? Did you hear, I don't know who the news broadcasters are today. Peter Jennings, did he talk about this on ABC? Did you hear that on ABC? Did you hear about this meeting in WF talk about this anywhere? Don't you think that should concern all of us? Mm-hmm. And I'm saying this, please, as nice as I can. If we don't give a hoot in hell about ourselves, how about our children and grandchildren?
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that fair, Dick?
Founders mm-hmm. talked about their posterity.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
What is my great-grandson going to face? You know, I'm going to share this. His mommy, my granddaughter.
I was going to say, my pappy was a pussy.
What?
You know?
Yeah, exactly. I agree. I don't know why in the world people... why can't the masses take time to look at this and see what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that God of this world's gone blinded. I know that's Bible. I realize that. I understand that. But I would think that anybody with average intelligence would want to see the truth a little bit anyway. My granddaughter that had my great-grandson will not vaccinate him.
Amen.
And she's faced confrontation with that the pediatrician's office. She had to change because of that. Change doctors.
Mm-hmm.
She said, at first, I didn't like confrontation. She said, now I don't care. I'm talking about my baby.
That's right. Even a rabbit will bite you if you mess with it young.
Absolutely. No one in the right mind wants to be confrontational or take a stand, to God forbid, to the point of even dying or killing. Nobody wants that. If they're in the right mind. But there comes a time, folks, when you're not going to have any choice. We've allowed the slaughter of some 100 million babies already in this country. And still allowing all kinds of things in the public school food system to cover a minute. Things going in the public school system, they're unspeakable. they're so vulgar, I don't even like to talk about them. But they're being taught to our children. Yes, Phil.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. And God's laws are non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I heard this on the radio, and it really stuck, really resonated with me. And that is, a lot of people try to negotiate with God. It's like, well, Lord, you know, if you help me feel better, I'll believe more in you.
Oh yeah, yeah, uh-uh. Yeah. That'll work.
Ain't the way it works. You don't negotiate with.
You know, I mean. Abraham tried one time, right down the 10 people in Solomon, you know, yeah. Said, yeah, Lord, if there's 10 left, Lord said, yeah, if there's 10 left, I'll spare it. Yeah, no. Folks, God's laws are what God's laws are. We can't change. I know we try to. I've done that, tried to justify myself because I wanted to do what I wanted to do. It didn't work that way. It doesn't. All we do is cut off our blessings. And if we're not careful, our salvation. New York becomes sixth state to green light human composting law. Human bodies are not household waste, a poser says. New York has become the sixth state in the United States to legalize and natural organic reduction, popularly known as human composting, as a method of burial. Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul signed the legislation on Saturday. Washington was the first state to legalize human composting in 2019, followed by Colorado, Oregon, and Vermont and California. I'm committed to having my body composted, and my family knows that, Howard Fisher, a 6'3" divestiture living in New York City, said. Whatever my family chooses to do with the compost after it's done is up to them. The alternative green method of a burial aligns a fisher's physiological view of life to live in an environmentally conscious way. So they can take your remains and put it on the pot of plants or whatever.
That, you know, that'll work out real well in Canada, because now if you have a depression, the government suggests suicide.
Suicide, that's right.
So just think of all the manure they're going to get.
Oh, my. They could
make the tomatoes grow bigger.
Yeah, really. You know, the body, and if you know, please read your Bible. The body was considered sacred in the sense that, they took Joseph out of Egypt, come back to the promised land to bury him.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that were composted, we'll say, were Achan when he come baking. We're sinning against God. He was burned alive with him and his whole family. Fire is used for judgment, folks. I don't believe in cremation at all. But nonetheless, the body, the temple that where God dwells is considered sacred. I realize that he's never had the Holy Spirit in him. I realize that. But this is another sign of a decaying society with no respect for the dead at all. Why should we respect the dead? We don't respect the living.
Good point.
Toronto Catholic school teacher brags of trans Jesus icon in class prayer space.
Well, they're training everything else. Unbelievable.
A teacher of the Toronto Catholic School District, I said Catholic, now pay attention. School board district, has bragged on social media about having a pride flag and depiction of Jesus Christ as transgender in a prayer space in his class. Toronto, Ontario Catholic School Board teacher Paolo De Bruno made a post on Twitter on Monday showing off a prayer table in the Catholic school, in which he teaches this displaying a rainbow LGBT pride flag and depiction of Christ as half man and half woman.
I got a question for every Catholic. Look at what the Pope's doing. Just look at what the Pope's doing. He's supposed to be your Christ incarnate, right? Vicar of Christ. Look what he's doing. How can you stay in that damnable
religion?
It's not even Christianity.
No.
No.
It's hypocrisy.
Yeah.
It's just unbelievably evil. You know, I cover these things a lot on what's going on in so-called schools, now Canadian so-called Christian school, right? They call it Christian school. It's Catholic.
They would call it that, yeah.
Yeah. We're seeing it happen everywhere. Professor encourages students to watch gay porn. Now, please, the word gay does not mean sodomite or sexual deviant. It means happy. One of the books I've written, one of the chapters was, "Thank God I'm gay." I'm a gay man. I generally am pretty happy all the time, Phil. But I'm not a sexual deviant.
During break, we get more gay.
We do. We actually do. So let's get over this. Let's quit using that word gay to describe sexual deviants. Let's call them what they are.
Yeah.
Demon-controlled individuals. They're trying to pervert your children. And now we have Klaus Schwab saying a pedophilia is going to save the earth. Keep on calling them gay if you want to. They're sexual perverts. One of these days, maybe we should do an adult lesson on what they do to each other in the bedroom. We're in public now. I hardly ever watch TV, especially mainline shows. The other morning, I got up and I was watching the news, and I happened to turn to Good Morning America. On Good Morning America, there was a Sam
night,
somebody.
Good night,
America. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not good.
I agree. Sam somebody, Sam Champions, out sodomite dog.
Yeah, you look at him and tell him.
Oh, yes. And Robin Williams, what's your name? She's black. I showed a picture of her last week here, and the girlfriend getting married.
Yeah.
Outright lesbian pervert. Yeah. And they're on there talking to the nation. Everybody thinks they're wonderful.
It makes your stomach upset.
And if that doesn't make you angry, then you're not walking in Christ. My children and grandchildren see that. And they're taught to accept it in a public health so we call schools.
Yeah.
Makes me angry, Phil. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not going to expose it this Bible study. The next Bible study, I'm going to expose Carrie Lake. And everyone's, Carrie Lake, you know, she needs to be the governor of Arizona and everything. No, she's pro-homosexual. And she went down to Mar-a-Lago at Trump's house
there, yeah.
Okay. He was having a thing for gay men, a gala for gay men, and she was one of the featured speakers, and she talked about how she found out that about 90% of the people in the news media are gay, and that they are the best news people.
The sexual pervert.
That's Carrie Lake.
Sexual pervert.
That's Carrie Lake.
Yeah, okay. That doesn't surprise me at all. It's no secret that the modern university system is a breeding ground for liberal ideologies, but what Penn State professor Sam Richards is doing takes it to a whole new level. Penn State, folks, not that far away from here. In December, Richards held a discussion in sociology class titled A Conversation of Trans Issues, TERFS, in the binary. During the discussion, he encouraged students to watch gay porn and to look in a mirror and ask if they were just feeling some things that they were just afraid to release. He also gave advice to the women of how to urinate standing up after telling the story about one of his former transgender students.
Teach them how to write their initials in the snow?
Yeah, I guess. Footage of the December lesson was posted on Richard's YouTube channel, but has since been made private. Fox News Digital reported on the incident, however, and covered Richard's comments. If you're straight, watch gay. I'm using the words they use it, but that means watch sexual deviance.
Right.
Or lesbian porn and see how quickly you feel aroused and how you can't control that, he began. He also called out the male students when he said, you realize that. Oh, this is what he said. Oh, damn. I could be sexualized by people who are like me.
Yeah, that's arousing if puking is arousing.
Exactly. This is in Penn State.
Well, it should be the state pen.
Yeah, I agree. Sixth graders in Michigan try out stripper poles on field trip.
Why?
It's some kind of dance. You dance around a pole and strip.
Yeah, stripper poles. If public schools are not providing our children with special transgender events, they are now taking field trips where sixth graders can try out pole dancing. In November, sixth grade students in Michigan school districts tried out pole dancing when they were taken to a restaurant that had a nightclub with stripper poles. This is according to the school board trustee. Andrew Weaver, a school board trustee for Rochester Community Schools, is the one who reported a middle school teacher at the Hart Middle School, Michigan. The trip was to the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. The students were also taking a Nicky's Pizza for lunch. The students were moved into a restaurant lounge where the stripper poles were. They tried out the pole dancing and took photos, according to Weaver. You know, I used to kind of feel guilty because it made me mad. I thought maybe I shouldn't be that way as a Christian. Now, I got to think about it. I believe Christ got angry more than once at evil. I think he did. And I do believe in the next one, we'll cover next half hour, that God said he hates evil. And he said if we love him, we got to hate evil too. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
So it makes me angry to know that some child somewhere, sixth grader and even younger, are being taken to places like this and perverted into doing things like learning how to dance on a stripper pole. My question again is, where are the parents? Probably paying for the field trip. Folks, understand this. Without repentance, there's no hope for anyone. I'm telling you as somebody that really cares, and I mean this, I do care. I do care. It's Christ in me that cares. If you don't know what I'm talking about as far as being a Christian, being born again, I mean literally, I don't mean something you believe. I don't mean going to church. I mean born again. A new creation in Christ. If you don't know what that means, I urge you, please, to call. I would love to talk to you. I'll talk to you in private. I don't care. Because we're running out of time. And every day that passes that you forsake Christ and His Word, you're being deceived more and more into the world system. Prepare yourself. Hell is breaking loose around us, Psalms 9:17. And believe me, folks, it's going to get a hell of a lot worse in the very near future. We're going to watch some videos now.
Well, this looks accurate to me. This episode of We Lie to You News is brought to you by money. Specifically, the money that pays us to tell you what is true. Thank you, money. For the past 3 years, conspiracy theorists have been saying that climate lockdowns will be coming. And it turns out these crazy nut jobs who never know what they're talking about are right. As they seem to be with most things. As a result, The city council in Oxfordshire, England has approved a climate lockdown plan that will be implemented in 2024. We can't wait. Details of the plan include dividing the city into six zones, confining residents to stay in their zones. But in order to leave their zones, residents will be required to obtain what's called permission from the city council. Residents will also be required to register their cars with the council, who will then track their auto travel via smart cameras.
Biden has signed a law to put kill switches in cars. And I know this sounds far out, but it's actually even beyond this. It includes even tracking systems in your car. All new vehicles are now going to be required to have this, although it may take a few years to afford to roll out. I'll be talking about what that means, what these can actually do, and kind of what's happening with all this.
Highly trained scientific meteorologists will tell you that nothing will improve the climate more than the science of locking people in their own homes. With enough compliance and surrendering freedoms, we should see the climate improve to a perfect 72 degrees year-round in all places. Last week on national television, Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin collapsed on the field while suffering a heart attack. And over this past weekend in college basketball, Old Dominion player Emo Isin did the collapsing routine himself. And last but not least, last week former NFL player Uche Nwanne, who called to jail the died suddenly at the age of 38. Our thoughts and prayers are with the pharmaceutical companies during these trying times while the light is shined on inconvenient areas.
Good Morning America is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360. Brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference. Brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
No. Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press data download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Bill Gates' advice on how to combat mistrust in science at 60MinutesOvertime.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
You really need to get vaccinated.
You know, COVID vaccines are now available for children 5 years and older. And the more people who get them, the better we're going to be able to help stop the spread of COVID.
Thank you, money.
Mr. Borla, can I ask you, when did you know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission? How long did you know that without saying it publicly?
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Answer that question. I mean, we now know that the vaccines didn't stop transmission, but why did you keep it secret? You said it was 100% effective, then 90%, then 80%, then 70%. But we now know that the vaccines do not stop transmission. Why did you keep that secret?
Have a nice day.
I won't have a nice day until I know the answer. Why did you keep it a secret that your vaccine did not stop transmission?
Is it time to apologize to the world, sir, to give refunds back to the countries that poured all their money into your vaccine that doesn't work, your ineffective vaccine?
Yeah, you have a little bit of rant.
Are you not ashamed of what you've done in the last couple of years?
Do you have any apologies to the public, sir?
Are you proud of it? You've made millions on the backs of people's entire livelihoods. How does that feel to walk the streets as a millionaire on the backs of the regular person at home in Australia, in England, in Canada?
What do you think about on your yacht, sir? What do you think about on your private jet? Are you worried about product liability? Are you worried about myocarditis?
What about the sudden deaths?
What do you have to say about young men dropping dead of heart attacks every day? Why won't you answer these basic questions?
No apology, sir.
Do you think you should be charged criminally for
Alberts.
For some of the criminal behavior you've obviously been a part of.
How much money have you personally made off the vaccine?
How many boosters do you think it'll take for you to be happy enough with your earnings? Nothing?
Who did you meet with here in secret? Will you disclose who you met with? Who did you pay commissions to? In the past, Pfizer has paid $2.3 billion in fines for deceptive marketing. Have you engaged in that same conduct again? Are you under investigation like you were before for your deceptive marketing, sir?
If any other product in the world doesn't work as promised, you get a refund. Should you not refund to countries that laid out billions for your ineffective vaccine?
Are you used to only sympathetic media, so you don't know how to answer any questions?
Is that it? Shame on you, sir.
Shame on you. That's Albert Bourla, the boss of Pfizer. His people were pushing us around a little bit.
Well, he's pretty fit. I don't reckon he's had one jab.
I'm huffing and puffing a bit. At least I didn't have any myocarditis.
I dare say he's shocked that in his safe space at the WEF here in Davos that he was challenged in a way that he's never to date been challenged.
Well, that's the thing. We're not accredited media here. We're on the outside of the perimeter. So he's only used to the softballs from CNN and MSNBC and people like that. I asked him a real question about product liability. No answer. A real question about Pfizer's past deceptive practices. You know, they paid the largest fine in American history to the Justice Department for deceptive marketing. I don't know if that's underway right now. I don't know if they're being investigated, but I think they should be. When did he know that the vaccine didn't actually stop transmission? I wanted to find out because surely he knew before we knew. Why didn't he tell us? I don't know. Avi, I'm really proud of that question. It was like a kind of walking scrum.
A joint effort there, because I know it's very hard when you're working in the moment as well, to actually remember all the activities that these people have. These people are criminals in my book. The stuff that they've engaged in the last 2 years, they need to be held accountable for. And in the moment that you don't usually get this much time, he had a bit of a walk, and to actually work together and be able to work around those trying to protect him, it was exactly what I feel we're here for.
That big gorilla guy was sort of pushing me around a bit, but you know, I've got a low center of gravity myself. I'm worried about one thing though, Avi. Pfizer is connected to big media in an enormous way. I'm worried that they're going to try and block this video. I'm worried they're going to try and cancel it on YouTube, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, places like that. So I want to look straight at the camera and say, folks, if you cannot find this video out there, go to WEFreports.com. That's a special website we've set up for the World Economic Forum, WEFreports.com. And if you feel moved by our coverage, please consider chipping in because we're 100% crowdfunded. Obviously, we get no ad money. We've been completely demonetized. But if you like that kind of accountability journalism, Avi Yamini from Australia, I'm Ezra Levant from Canada. We got a great team from around the world. Please go to WEFreports.com. Last word to you, Avi.
And no matter where they cancel this video, we will update and have a current version there at WEFreports.com. And there you can share all the content from all the guys on the ground here doing outstanding work. And if you agree that it is as important and as outstanding as I think it is, then please chip in a couple of dollars to help pay the cost to do this.
Yeah, well, that was a great moment. We'll have plenty more. Congrats, my friend. All right, Ezra Levant and Avi Yamini for Rebel News.
Pfizer, one of the top executives there, was, it seems to be at least, that the accusation is this individual was censoring information on vaccine safety in order to make money. This was a big money-making scam. They knew it was dangerous, and they were censoring people for spreading true information because it cost them money.
Thank you, money.
We came out of COVID first. I described that in my book, My Conversations with Albert Bourla of Pfizer, and I persuaded him to give tiny Israel the necessary vaccines to get us out first from the COVID. And the reason I could do that is because we have a database. 98%, a medical database, 98% of our population has digitized medical records and little card. And anywhere you go in any hospital in Israel, north, south, doesn't make any difference. Boom, you punch it in and you know everything about this patient for the last 20 years. I said, we'll use that to tell you whether these vaccines, what do they do to people, not individual people, not with their individual identities, but statistically, what does it do to people with, meningitis? What does it do to people with high blood pressure? What is it, you know, you want to know that. So Israel became, if you will, the lab for Pfizer. And that's how we did it. We got it out and we gave the information to the world. Not only, it's been published in medical magazines and so on.
This episode of We Lie to You News is brought to you by money. Specifically, the money that pays us to tell you what is true. Thank you, money. Back in the UK, in neutered news, a trans man has given birth and he and his non-binary partner used a female sperm donor. The child is expected to grow up identifying as confused. And finally, the Canadian regime is going after Canadian psychologist Dr. Jordan Peterson. How so? By way of the College of Psychologists of Ontario threatening to take away his license unless he attends a re-education camp. The crimes Peterson committed? He openly advocates for mental health and freedom. This does not sit well with the Trudeau administration that advocates for suicide as a mental health treatment and the restriction of freedoms. No doubt, Jordan Peterson could stand to learn a thing or two from people who aren't even half as smart as him. But Peterson, one of the great thinkers of our time, seems to have contracted a case of civil disobedience when it comes to dealing with a corrupt state. As Peterson has claimed, he will not be attending re-education training to learn how to think correctly from people dumber than him.
You know, Peterson gets this 56-page complaint from the Ontario College of Psychologists, and they're waiting for him to become the victim, and he goes on the offensive. So he goes on to Twitter and continues and says this: I am willing, if Ontario College of Psychologists, which they won't, to make absolutely every word of all this fully public so that everyone can decide for themselves what is actually happening. So he goes full transparency and says, and to let the chips fall where they will in consequence. And that is exactly what he did. You can read the record at his Twitter page. It's tagged at the top there. Record of Ontario College of Psychologists versus Dr. Jordan Peterson. It's a 56-page complaint. You can see what it's all about. But Peterson was pretty quiet. He didn't do the rounds on interviews, on talk shows, or anything like that. He wrote an op-ed in the National Post. And that was his answer, his reply. He says, I will risk my license to escape social media re-education. The Ontario College of Psychologists wants to retrain me to behave properly. And this should concern everyone. He goes on to say, what exactly have I done that is so seriously unprofessional that I am now in a danger, not only to any new potential clients, but to the public itself? It is hard to tell with some of the complaints, but here are some examples that might produce some reasonable concern among Canadians who care about such niceties as freedom of belief, conscience, and speech. And he goes on to say, this is what the complaints were levied against him. I retweeted a comment made by a conservative leader, Pierre Poilievre, about the unnecessary severity of COVID lockdowns. Okay, I criticize Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. I criticize Trudeau's former chief of staff, Gerald Butts. I criticize an Ottawa city councillor, and I made a joke about a Prime Minister of New Zealand, Jacinda Ardern. So that is what he's guilty of. And boy, did they pick the wrong fight here, the Ontario College of Psychologists. Indeed. Now, let's look at Jordan Peterson's YouTube page. So he has a reach on Twitter, but YouTube, he has 493 million views so far, wow. 6.18 million subscribers. He is his own news outlet by a long shot. So we're seeing here, obviously, he's in for a really hard road right here. This is not going to be easy. I'm not saying this is going to be a cakewalk for him. Probably a very, very difficult time for him. He's worked very hard for this license. He prides himself with his license, and they're trying to take this away. So, but this is something that even if they succeed, they're going to be dropped down a notch in the public's eye, because this is
absolutely
really an authoritarian move.
You will
move.
Watch the population of Canada siding with Jordan Peterson, because yes. It's the values that they believed they were endowed with being citizens in that country, and realize that their government no longer sees it that way.
Pick up your sword and shield, and on the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.